State lawmakers sought assurances Wednesday afternoon that Tennesseans are being protected as the country weighs an influx of Syrian refugees. But they were told by safety officials refugees aren't much of a threat. The hearing was put on the schedule soon after the Paris attacks, amid reports that at least one of the shooters may have posed as a Syrian refugee. Since then, the shooting in San Bernardino has heightened concerns that Islamic radicals could try to infiltrate the country through resettlement. But safety officials say it's rare for refugees to be involved in terrorism. And when it has happened, the radicalization came a decade or more after they were resettled. In fact, says David Shedd, a former intelligence chief who now works as a conservative scholar, the best thing Tennesseans can do to improve their safety is treat refugees with respect.
The idea of assimilating them and embracing them and welcoming them as much as possible, as quickly as possible, is absolutely critical.
Shedd's advice didn't satisfy Springfield Republican Kerry Roberts. He says Tennesseans want to know Syrians are being properly vetted.
When my constituents ask me if they are safe based on the people coming into the country in this program, what am I to tell them? Yes or no?
Roberts was told there's no way to tell Tennesseans they are completely safe. Tennessee turned refugee resettlement over to Catholic Charities 7 years ago. Some lawmakers suggested it's time for Tennessee to take back control of the program. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.